Scorn the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Mike McGonigal, and I'm your host today. We have some pretty cool stuff coming up. In fact, this 45 that we just heard, High Mountains by the Victory Five. So Don't Leave Me by the Victory Five is next on the Bounty label. And we're going to hear after that Reverend Robert Hubbard doing Praising the Lord, 45 on Celestial, and everything after this, the next handful at least of records are going to be 45s. The New York State Choir of the Church of God in Christ Jesus, and that is a 45 on Bynum. Cassietta George, we're going to hear her take on Walk Around Heaven, 45 on Audio Gospel. And then Reverend Robert Ballinger, always a favorite of this show, 45 of Streets of the City on Peacock. And then we're going to hear the Gospel Ambassadors. He done just what he said, a 45 on the Sound of Birmingham label. And then we're going to hear the Young People's Choir of Pleasant Green Baptist Church, How Excellent Is Thy Name, on the Carry label, which is a little different than what we usually hear. And then the Golden Harmonizers, again on Bounty, Let Your Power Fall on Me. The wonderful Wayne and Alice and the McAllister Sisters, Somebody Bigger Than You and I, a 45 on Saint. And then we'll probably hear Addie Holly, I've Come a Long Way, a 45 on Spangle, that might be too beat up even for my standards. And then I'll come in later and tell you what the next chunk of stuff that we're going to hear. Thank you so much for listening. This is Buked and Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour.
Lord, Lord, help me to sing when I seem like we just don't
words I would like to say right here. When lights go out, Lord help me, and the crowd, and the crowd get thin. Oh, at the time I see Jesus, I can see him when he begin to move right on in. I steal away somewhere, I said, oh,
with my daddy Christ around. one of these mornings. Won't be very long. You'll look for me, I'll be gone. I'm going to a place where I'll have nothing, nothing, nothing to do. Walk around, I'll walk around heaven all day. When I get to heaven, I'm gonna jump and shout. Nobody will be able to put me out. My mother will be waiting, my father too. We'll join together, walk around heaven all day. Oh Lord up above, can't you hear me pray? Walk right by. Today will be Sunday, my Lord. The Sabbath will have no end. We'll do nothing but sing, sing and praise Him. Yes, we will. When He says, "Well done," my race will be won. I'll just walk around. Walk around heaven all day. Walk around heaven.
Walk around heaven. Walk around.
It's gonna be all over.
Walk around heaven. Walk around.
Soon as my body strikes Zion.
My love on the gone on before. Set out on the banks of the river. We ain't coming back here no more. Said I'm gonna walk to Jerusalem. I'm gonna look around for the jasper. Sit down on the banks of the river. I'm not coming back here no more. Tell me about the city, the four squares wide, three gates. The heat, three gates in the west,
Three gates in the north, three gates in the south. Oh, beautiful city, I'm going home. The beautiful city, no more crying in the beautiful city. Beat 'em gonna live right, beat 'em gonna talk right, beat 'em gonna sing right, beat 'em gonna shout right. 'Cause I got to walk, walk, talk, sing, shout, deal, give, help.
Church, some folk will say that the Bible is not true in its entirety, but I'm a living witness tonight that every word of God is true. For some things he done unto me, I know no other source, no other man could not have done. And we stop by to tell you today, my God done. Oh, yeah. Just what he said,
he done.
Yes, Lord have mercy.
What he said,
my God done. Oh, yeah. Just what he said,
he done.
Somebody said, what did he do?
What he said.
He healed the sick, and he raised the dead.
He done.
Lord have mercy.
What he said.
It was over 5,000 hungry souls.
I know.
Lord have mercy.
What he
after the
said,
crowd had eaten, I could hear him saying, oh, oh,
my God, my
oh, my God,
God
is all right,
my
too.
God.
But hey,
he's done. Yes.
Lord have mercy.
What he
I got
said,
one more thing, listen, that's the last. One Friday evening,
oh, yeah,
he came to see about me. Oh Lord,
what he said.
You know what he did for me, church? He stopped me from sinning, set my soul free.
Oh,
I'm
glad.
Oh Lord,
what he said.
Every now and then I like to say, oh, oh,
my God, my
oh, I can
God,
shout and tell the world.
Let it fall on me. Let it fall on me. Let it fall on me. Oh, man a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with honor and with glory. Thou hast given him dominion over the work of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and the beasts of the fields, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea.
Hallelujah. will I ever mention the habits or lifestyle of another minister.
Yes, sir.
But some of these things I listen to disturb me. And I know that you are members of our church, and therefore you listen to these programs. And if you are not really rooted and grounded in the truth, not in the Baptistism, but in the truth, you will be so confused that you won't know whether you are right or wrong. I think that it is a tragic waste of money and a pathetic waste of precious radio time for a minister to get on the radio and fight another denomination. And the folk just be shouting and praising and praising God off of a message that deals with fighting another Christian church. Now, you are not exposed to that kind of preaching here. But there are some Christians who are exposed to it. The majority of the sermons they hear are why they are what they are, and how wrong the Baptist folk are, and how wrong the other folk are, because they don't do things like they do them. But I want to tell you today, the reason why I'm preaching this kind of a sermon is that I want your face to be set like a flint. I don't want you to allow people to come into your home and confuse your mind. Listen, it's all right to allow them to come in. When they come to my door, I will invite them in and offer them coffee. And they say, we just want to talk with you about the word of God. I said, I'm all for that. But now when it comes to trying to prove to me why I shouldn't be in the Baptist church, it's time for you to hit the door. You see, I don't have time. There's too much sin to be fought. For you to be sitting around wasting time arguing with somebody why you are in the Baptist church. You see, now, when they start with that stuff, I just want to know from them. I say, now, are you going to tell me anything better than serving the Lord? That's what I want to know. Are you going to show me that Jesus is not the Son of the living God? Are you going to show me that I should not give my life to God and that there's another road altogether? No, no, we believe that, but nothing. We're together if you believe that. That's all that matters. Deacons, don't get caught up with brothers of different denominations arguing and discussing with them why you are a Baptist deacon. Because God is not studying about whether you are a Baptist or a Methodist. What he wants to know and what he is concerned about is your heart right. I wish I had somebody here praying with me. Have you been born again? Oh, well, let me go on. Let me just say this before I get into the body of my message. I want you to understand that there are only two churches. Only two. The visible church and the invisible church. That is to say, the physical church and the spiritual church. Now, the difference in those two churches are as follows. The physical church, the church that we belong to, you know, we call it the physical church. The physical church has many different bishops. You hear me? I'm the bishop here. Reverend Blair's the bishop down there. Methodists have their bishops and hierarchies, etc. I'm talking about the physical church. Have many different lords. But the spiritual church only has one Lord. That's Jesus Christ. You hear what I'm saying? I want you to understand. The physical church has many different beliefs. That is to say, many different faiths. The Methodists believe one way. Baptists believe another way. Episcopalian believe another way. Pentecostal have their own belief. Now I'm talking about that's what's in the physical church. They have many lords. The spiritual church has one Lord. Physical church has many faiths. But the spiritual church only has one faith. In God that is the creator. The physical church has many different modes of baptisms. You see where I'm going? Baptists believe that you must be immersed. The Methodists say all you need to be is sprinkled. Different modes of baptisms. But in the spiritual church, there's only one baptism. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that.
Trust God, he'll do what you want him to do. my God can do, just like He have blessed all us. He will bless you all if you trust on Him. Let me tell you. Of life appear and trouble have turned your faith into fear. Don't doubt God's power because you don't have faith. Just trust in the Lord and patiently wait. Just ask Him to give you strength to endure. Oh, yeah. If you trust God, He'll do what you want Him to do. Say it one more time. Oh, yes. If you trust God, what you want Him to do.
I'm too close to heaven.
too close. Oh, Lordy, I can feel Jesus breathing on me. He loves.
Welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. The hour is almost up. We just heard the always great Brooklyn All-Stars with their take on Too Close off a record called Sing Unto the Lord from the 1970s on Nashboro. Before that, the Dixie Hummingbirds did If You Trust God on their record The Gentleman of Song on Peacock. And before that, the famous L. Renfro off the reissue of his record Children by Big Legal Mess, we heard Why Not I? And I'd sort of front announced us up until the track that was before that, which was that sweet sermon excerpt from Side One, Pastor T.L. Barrett, well known in the sort of gospel funk community, started out doing sermon records, of course, and that was his first sermon LP. Had a little bit of strange edit there, tape sounds, I don't know if you heard that. Anyway, we're going to end with Expressions of Faith off their record on the Reborn label called Forgive Me, Lord. 1960s black gospel, the Expressions of Faith. Forgive Me, Lord is the name of the song and also the name of the record. And please tune in next week if you can. Hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Lord, if I've done anything against your will, please forgive me, Lord. If I call anyone to shed an only tear, will you please forgive me, Lord? If I cause anyone to lay
forgive me, Lord.
Please forgive me.
Father, don't turn away from me.
Forgive me, Lord.
If I cause anyone to shed lonely tears, will you please forgive me, Lord?
That was very nice. Thanks, as always, to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I will tell you what Mr. McGonagall, the DJ for Buked and Scorned, cannot tell you, since he is located in Detroit, Michigan area, and sending us this lovely content remotely. But I'm here in Portland, and I could tell you it is hot. It is hot in Portland in early June. So we're going to have some music coming up on the Adventures of Encyclopedia Sound. From hot countries, music made for hot moments. But first, of course, let me remind you that you're listening to KXRY Portland. Find us at 107.1 and at 91.1 on Portland's FM dial. Find us streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. That's xray.fm in the old web browser window.